Mackie.
Hey, I know you.
Where are you? Sitting out in the lovely spring?
Yeah, it's back to normal. We're back down.
Below
freezing. But we had a wonderful couple of days where it got up to, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 above your kind of temperature.
Oh, really? Lovely.
Great. All the snow melted. So now we're ready for spring.
Must be gorgeous.
Is it still snowy? Surely not.
Where?
Where you are.
Oh, no. The mountains have still got snow on, but here down where we are, it's quite warm. And it's very springy because everything is bursting into little buds and shoots and all sorts of things.
No?
But they do predict in the rest of the, a bit north, they do predict cold snap is going to come on as the weekend and next week.
Well, for us, this is pretty early for warm weather.
Great.
Got our glorious 2 days, and now it's probably 3 or 4 weeks before we'll get to the stage that you're at.
As long as that.
Yeah, we take our summer pretty seriously around here because it only lasts about 10 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Springs come late and then the winter comes early, so we get excited when it actually happens.
Good. Hi, Alexi. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
What time is it for you?
Well, I'm in Vancouver. It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Yes, because you said sometimes you're in Vancouver and sometimes you're on the other side in...
Correct. Yeah, so but we have a 12-hour shift, so it will be 11 o'clock anyway.
Oh, okay. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. May I have your pass code, please?
Back translator joins.
Welcome, Cheryl and Zach.
Hello.
Good morning.
You haven't been to bed, Cheryl.
Hang on. We're not running a book on what I do of an evening, are we?
I was curious, too, about how much rest you've gotten between calls. We want to know your secret,
I
think.
There are advantages to being a night owl, you know. You actually get to do all those rather longer email replies that you never get around to doing through the workday.
Exactly.
Yeah, if I only didn't need to sleep, I could do that, too. I'm very jealous of your energy.
No, you see, it's a myth. I do sleep. Just perhaps not in quite as long a lumps as many of you, that's all.
Excuse me, Mr. Ken Bauer joins.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Ken, and welcome, Constantinos.
Hello.
We seem to be just 1 minute over, so...
Hello? Hello?
I think we're just gathering. I think Jay Scott just joined.
And Ilya?
Yes, Ilya. Hi.
Welcome. Hi, Ilya.
So, Jay Scott, we've probably got about 8 or 10 people on the phone.
Okay, I see.
Jim just joined.
It's it's 3 after. Let's wait a couple more minutes and then we'll get started, okay? 5 after the hour.
Okay.
Alrighty. Did everyone get my late breaking email?
With the agenda?
Yeah, that said our one agenda item.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. That was just recently, Jay Scott.
That was like.
Scott E. Jamil now joining.
Hi there. This is I joining. Hi there, everybody.
It was probably about 15 minutes ago.
You got it now.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Can somebody inform the operator we'd like the recording to begin?
I'll do that, Jay Scott.
Thank you. And then as soon as that's done, Glenn, if you're still there, or Liz, either one, could you give us a roll call?
Sure. Yeah. We'll get the signal from the operator. And
hello, Thomas here.
Hi, Thomas. We're just getting started and waiting for the recording to begin.
Excuse me. This is the conference coordinator. At this time, I need to remind all parties today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections to this recording, now would be the time to disconnect. You can go ahead and start your conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Glenn, can you do a roll call?
Certainly, Jay Scott. On the call, we have Zaid Jamil, Mike O'Connor, Alexei Sozonov, Cheryl Langdonor, Zach Brandstatter, Konstantinos Komatis, Ilya Dazalnov.
I'm here, yes.
J. Scott Evans, Tim Ruiz, Thomas Rusler, and Subaya. And for staff, we have Liz Gaster and Ken Bauer and Glenn de Saint-Jury, who's the GNSO secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that. Welcome, everyone, to today's call. This is our first official call after our Mexico City meeting. The first order of business, I guess, should be to discuss. I sent out a consensus call last week with regard to the proposal that Tim Ruiz had made to enumerated point number one under the implementation transition plan. You can see this on the wiki. If you go to the working group page and you go down to the bottom where it says charter and click through to that, you'll come to a page entitled Team Goals and Charter, and under that there are two enumerated points. Under point two there are 9 enumerated points, and it was point one under this enumerated list that we had had a motion in Mexico City to revise. I put out a call for consensus. I did not hear anything but support for it during the time frame I had put out for consensus, although I do believe we had one person that had some suggested alternative wording, but that was the only thing I heard with regard to it, and given it was only one person that came forward with alternative wording, and I didn't hear any discussion of that, at the close of the period, I called consensus for the Tim's suggested revision. So that's where we are, and I instructed Ken, I believe earlier this week or late last week, to update the wiki accordingly.
Yeah.
And I believe that's been done as I look at it.
Yeah, that's right. I just wanted to make sure, is Tim on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just wanted to make sure that I actually have the language, the correct version that you submitted, because I saw a recent email that used words like try and stuff, and I wasn't sure if, in fact, I actually posted the correct language. Should I read it?
Yeah, or I can read it to you if I haven't since quite see it straight on the wiki. But the version, there was one version, Aubrey had a comment, so a second version went around that said, be open to anyone interested in joining and offering their insights and expertise, with a balance that keeps working groups to a manageable size and, to the extent feasible, include participants with the expertise, skills, and interests that may be deemed necessary based on the subject matter.
Okay. That is exactly word for word what I have.
Okay. So that's where we are.
And this is Tim, if I can just make a couple comments.
Sure.
Yeah. Just in, and I posted a note on the list, just kind of reiterate that briefly, about my concerns about John's version, is just that it doesn't place any commitment, or just assumes no attempt to try to find the expertise. And the version that I think we're considering, that I posted, doesn't require it, but it certainly commits us to considering that and to do perhaps what we can to find the necessary expertise. And as far as the size goes, again, there's no commitment to size. It says manageable size. You know, we may find that's 100 people. We may find it's not. But it gives us that opportunity to place some limit if we find it necessary. And what I'm playing with here is actually a recommendation made by the Board Governance Committee. So, you know, while I certainly think we probably have some leeway in what we do with the recommendations that have come from them, I think we need to keep that in mind, because that will certainly be considered when it goes back to the council or when it goes on to the board as to why we may have changed or thrown out or whatever a recommendation that the Board Governance Committee made. So,
and again, this is not a final conclusion. This is
a
direction for work to be undertaken.
Exactly.
So, you know, it may come back at the end of the day that's something that can be... But so, if you know, we are going to consider this issue closed. It's been revised. So, now what we need to do is we need to divide up among team members, and I open this up to discussion, but here's my guidance as the non-voting chair, that we need to divide these 9 points up amongst the group, and that they need to take a look at the interim rules for the work teams that have already been published and see if those work rules meet these points. If so, how? And if not, what further needs to be done? I think that's the first step that needs to take place.
This is Tim. So the 9 points we're talking about, are those the 9 points in section one of the appendix that the staff prepared?
That would be, well, I'm looking at the wiki under the section Work Green Charter, Work Teams, WT Team Charter Rules, under Team Charter / Goals. After that, there's a language that specifically the report recommended that a new working group model, and it lists 9 points.
Okay, so that's those 9 points. Okay, I got you.
And it's those 9 points that we need to divide up amongst the members of the team to look at the existing work rules, which I believe are down at the bottom under Roman numeral 3. There's a hypertext link to interim work team rules. to see if those rules cover these, if so, how, and if not, why. That's the first, that would be the first step, I think. And then the second step would be, once we identify areas in which there are deficiencies or further work needs to be explored, that we then divide that work up and begin that work. My suggestion would be that we divide this up and we have a week to look over these rules and compare it to these recommendations from the report to see if they're covered. So that means next week we would circle back and we would get reports from the work team members that had taken these specific points, and then we would then break down further work from that point. Is there anyone that disagrees that that's a good first step?
J. Scott, it's Liz. I think that's a workable first step. There's one thing I want to just bring to the group's attention about, and I have to look at what number it is, but I think there's also value in reading through the actual pages of the board-approved GNSO improvements report, and just the pages that, and I'll get the site reference in just a moment, the related to working groups, because I think it's possible that these nine items, they attempt to encapsulate everything that the board recommended in the way of groups, but they may not be complete. They're kind of attempting to summarize all the detailed observations that the board makes, because, for example, in the report it notes things like the research and consultation with constituencies, whether periods, current periods for public comment are accomplished, the goals set out for working group models in the future, or whether there are improvements that might be made to multiple aspects of the working group model. So I think your approach is a really good one, but I think there's also value in looking at the original recommendations as a group and making sure that everyone has a clear sense of what the board is actually pointing to. And the reason for that is to keep your creative thinking hats on, I guess, is not to feel too constrained by the work team rules that the interim, the work team rules that we have in place today. If you see other opportunities for improvement that would also be consistent with the overall philosophy change here towards working groups, I don't want to be too constraining in where improvement might be made.
Okay, I agree. So I would charge that every member of the team needs to do that. And if you would circulate that site to the list, we will ask that every person do that. Now, with regards to these 9 points that are listed here, I just think it's best if we divide them up and people focus on particular points that they're responsible for. That does not mean that you are constrained to only considering those, but I'm just trying to parse the work so it's not overwhelming.
Right. So, J. Scott, this is Tim. I have a suggestion.
Sure.
So, just in looking at them, it seems, and this is just, in the last 10 minutes, so, but it seems like there's like 3 groups among these 9.
Okay.
And maybe we could group them into 3 groups and then divide them up that way. Like, for example,
that's an excellent idea. Can you suggest the grouping?
Yeah. In my mind, it looks to me like 1, 2, and 3 could be a group. 4, 5, and 9 could be a group. And 6, 7, and 8.
Does anyone disagree with that?
I'm okay with that, Subhaya.
Yeah, Cheryl here. Seems fine to me.
Okay. Now, do people want to volunteer for the group of these 3? We've got, I'm going to say group A, which is 1, 2, and 3, group B, which is 4, 5, and 9, in group C, which is 6, 7, and 8. Do we want to go ahead and have call for volunteers to participate in reviewing this and also reading the site that Liz is going to see you, send to you, and report back to this larger group by next week? Resounding silence.
This is Tobiah here. I'm okay. I can volunteer for one of these things, but I just wanted to clarify something. Once we break up into groups, you're expecting the groups to talk to each other during the week, right?
I would hope so, yes.
Okay, you're not just expecting individual members of that group to come up with ideas and then have that discussed next.
I would like it distilled into a group report.
Correct. Okay.
From each. Now, I can have individual input. There's no constraint on anything.
I understand.
The more ideas, the better, but I'm just trying to facilitate the work so that no one is overwhelmed.
Correct, I understand that, but I just wanted to know what the expectation
is. Yeah, the expectation is there would be a one-sheeter from each group about their thoughts about where this fit in, whether this covers it, whether there's looking at the workroom rules, the interim work rules at the end of this wiki page, how they meet or don't meet this, and where we need, what our next steps need to be to get them there or develop new processes. That's what I want to do. So who wants to do group A, which is points 1, 2, and 3, in consideration of the board report?
This is Tobiah. I could do 4, 5, the next group.
Okay.
No problem with that. My suggestion is that since Tim took a lead on number 1, well, that's his group.
Tim, is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I've got Tobiah on B, Tim on A. Who wants to do C? Which is point 6, 7, and 8.
Zach here, yeah, I'll happily sit on group C.
And Zach? Okay, now I'm going to appoint, since you are the first brave soul to speak, that you're sort of the leads on this, and I'd like to have others populate this. So would others, Michael Connor, I know you're on the call. Is there something you would be willing to participate in?
I think I'm going to pass at this point.
Cheryl here, group A.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl.
Are we allowing passing at this point yet? Or
allowing what?
Are we allowing people to pass yet?
I'm not, you know, if they choose to pass, they choose to pass.
I'm just giving Mike a hard time.
Yeah. Anybody else for group B, which is 4, 5, and 9?
Alexis Ozonov, maybe.
Who?
Alexis Ozonov.
All right. And how about group C?
Caroline here. Caroline Greer. I'll join group C.
Thank you, Caroline. What I'd like to do is we'll identify you in an email to the group. Liz, if you could do that, because you're going to be sending out that citation.
Yep.
Identify these and invite other members to contact Tim, Sabai, or Zach, our leads on these points, if they would like to participate.
Yep.
Okay. That's all I want to do at this point is just get us to next week, and then we can do a more detailed outline next week once we decide what the work is going to be. How does the doodle work for everybody? Is everybody okay with that process?
Yes, I like doodle.
Okay. Can I just suggest something just so that, because once off the call, we'll all go off on our busy lives. So the next call is going to be pretty much the same time next week. Is that what it is?
Well, I'd hope to. We're going to, at one point, hope to standardize the call.
Okay, no, I'm not worried about the exact time. I'm just saying roughly a week away.
Well, roughly a week away. So it will either be Thursday or Friday next week. That's what we're going to post on the Duke.
So that leaves not that much time for the groups to work on whatever they need to. So therefore, my suggestion, I'm just asking an appeal that anyone who signed up to whatever group they have should just write their own personal thoughts on those things and send it to the group leader over the next couple of days, then that could be the basis of which the group leader could actually formulate a consensus and start the discussion within the group itself.
I think that's an excellent idea, and we'll make sure that the communication that goes out to those who aren't on the call, that they get that request as well.
Sure. So maybe in the next 2 days, if people who volunteered for these things, just send it to the group leader itself.
Okay. Did you get that, Liz?
I did.
Okay. So, with that, I'd like to bring this to any other business. Hearing none, I'm going to draw this call to a conclusion. I will ask everyone to look for the email about a doodle post, Glenn Saint-Cherie, if we could do that for either Thursday or Friday of next week. And people can go to the doodle, and then what I have done is I've just been picking the time slot once I see it that has the most availability for members.
Cheryl here, as the antipodean of the group, I would just remind you all that I am, of course, a day ahead, and I have absolutely no trouble with the timing, but I will get a little testy if you take all my Saturday mornings from me.
We will try, of course, not to do that, and another thing we will try to do is to have some scheduled in the afternoon for some folks so that you're not always at the crack of dawn.
I'm absolutely delighted at the time. When you move to Friday, that becomes my Saturday, as it
okay.
is my Friday, and I'm very happy with this.
Okay.
Okay, Scott, this is Glenn. May I ask a question? How long do you foresee the call for next week?
I would say, does everyone think an hour?
Oh, yeah, if you can't do it in an hour, then we're navel-gazing.
That's right, and I think an hour, Glenn.
Okay, because this time next week we'll be back-to-back with a council call.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to do it this time next week. I just want it either this
okay,
day or
this day.
Or the Friday.
Right. Fine. Okay.
And put it on the doodle, and people will pick the time that we get the most people who are available.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, very much for your time and attention today. I appreciate it. Cheryl, enjoy your lovely weekend that will begin at the end of your day.
It's the beginning of my day. It's 5:30 a.m. here.
Well, I mean, you've got a long day ahead of you, but at the end, I have to come to work tomorrow.
Oh, you poor boy.
So everyone have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you to those who have volunteered. Hopefully we will get additional volunteers to assist you. And thank you for all your wonderful help today.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
And at this time, all parties may disconnect today's conference. At this time, all parties may disconnect. We thank you for joining and have a great day.